This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Michael.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Not bad, Michael.
I went to a club on Saturday night to have a night out with my mate.
Yes, mate.
And I was kicked out very unfairly.
What? Why did they kick you out, mate?
Because they reckon I had body odour on me, but I never even did. Before I went out, I had a shower and had deodorant, and it smelled really nice. But they kicked me out because they reckon I smelt. And it was very unfairly.
Now, Michael, I'm trying to take you seriously. Did you enter the premises or were you refused entry at the door?
Oh, sorry, yeah. I entered the premises. I got in. I got myself... we went to the bar, brought us a drink, and then... I was there for about half an hour, and then they kicked us out.
When they say kicked us out, what, you and other people, or just you?
Me, and then my mate followed.
Yeah, but did he get kicked out, or has come out because you got kicked out?
I only got kicked out,
got kicked out, but he decided he'd come with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the circumstances of you being kicked out, so you're at the bar, I suspect, what, having a beer or a drink?
No, just having a Coke.
Having a Coke? But,
yeah.
You don't drink?
No, I don't drink. I don't drink and drive.
Good boy. So, when the security came up to you, they said what?
They said that we need to see you for a minute.
Right.
They pulled me away from everybody.
Yes.
My mate was on the dance floor still dancing.
Yes.
And they said to me, "Look, so you got to go straight away. We've had a few complaints that you got body odour." But I said, "How can I when I'm like." I've got deodorant on that, and they said, "No, sir, you've got to go." And they followed me right out to make sure I went.
Michael, had you been dancing?
No.
You hadn't been.
I don't dance.
You don't dance, you don't drink and drive, which is really sensible. Michael, how old are you, son?
I'm 31.
31, okay. Well, mate, it's been my experience, and I've said this on radio a few times, the last person to know that they've got body odour is the person with the body odour.
Yeah.
And if the security guards came up to you and said there'd been complaints about the way you smelt, and it's a very indelicate matter, and it's very difficult. I've raised it with other people I worked with previously, and I've documented that here. But if someone's complaining about your odour, your body odour, there's not much else security can do except, "Look, I'm sorry, mate, we're going to have to ask you to leave because of the body odour problem." Now... what sort of deodorant do you use, Michael?
Lynx.
Lynx. Okay. And had you been working on this day before you went out?
No, I don't work. I look after my fiance, future wife.
you don't work at all?
No.
So how do you live? How do you exist, son?
Well, I'm settling. Like, I've got a carer's payment. Can I look after my fiance?
Who was looking after on Saturday night when you were out having a Coke and at the club?
My mum was looking after my fiancée.
Your mum was, okay. Michael, look, I'm happy to talk to the people at the club, but, mate, personal hygiene, by its very nature and by the description, is a very personal matter. And it's a matter that you'd probably need to attend to, and I'll leave you to do that, okay? And I'm told by a couple of listeners that Lynx, Michael, is apparently a body spray, not an antiperspirant. I think that they may make an antiperspirant, I'm not sure. But whatever you were using, son, it didn't work, apparently. I'm sure the last thing security guards want to do at a licensed premises is ask people to leave if they're behaving themselves, drinking soft drink, and simply enjoying the facilities of the club or the licensed premises, as the case may be. But if they get complaints from other people inside the club, there's not much else they can do but ask the person who's the subject of the complaints. And I would, and I don't want to be indelicate again, Michael, but I would suggest they probably had a whiff themselves and made their own assessment on where the smell was emanating from. Now, I rely upon my history in this matter, and I've told this story before, that when I worked at another radio station where I was for 19 years and I was a young sports reporter, there was a man wearing one of those nylon shirts, and he was reading the news. And we used to do rural news and other news at the time, and two young ladies came to me and said, and I wasn't all that old myself, said, "Ray, there's a problem." And I said, "What's the problem?" They said, "The bloke in there stinks." And I said, what do you mean stinks? They said, body odour, it's dreadful. And I said, well, why don't you tell him? They said, well, we don't know how to approach him, and we think it'd be better coming from a bloke, and you're the only other bloke in the building. So I went up to the fellow and said, mate, can we have a yarn? And he said, what's wrong? I said, well, mate, there's no simple way to put this and no nice way to put it, but you smell. And I did the same sort of thing perhaps the security guards did the other night. I had a whiff for myself. And the girls were right, he did stink. So he said, you're fair dinkum. I said, mate, it's not a joke. I said, there's other members of staff here who can't be in the same news booth. And news booths are only little tiny rooms about the size of a toilet. And it was apt that I described it as a toilet because it smelled a bit like that. So he said, what should I do? I said, well, mate, if I was you, where do you live? And he told me Greenwich, which was where the studios were. I said, I'd go home, have a shower, and burn the shirt and start all over again with another shirt. And those nylon shirts, they're notorious for body odour. Shocking. So, it can be a problem, mate. And maybe, because it's called personal hygiene, it should be a matter you should look at yourself. I'm sure the last thing the security guards wanted to do, if there's a well-behaved bloke there, having a soft drink and merely enjoying himself, the last thing they want to do is remove you from the club. But if they get complaints from other people, there's not many other options, unfortunately. The bloke I asked to go and burn his shirt, by the way, is now a content director somewhere. Miriam, hello.
Oh, hi there. You're going to love this one because I know my husband will be listening and so he'll be mortified.
What's his first name so we can really...
Bernie.
Bernie. Well, prepare to be mortified, Bernie. Go on, love. What's happened?
Well, he was in submarines for, what, 25 years?
Oh, no.
And I was working at the CAS one night and the boat broke down while I was doing these workups. They do workups before they go out to sea for months and months and months. And it was the Oberon ones. And basically, he rang and he said, look, can I come and get the car? I've got the, you know, I can go home and have a sleep and what have you. And I said, yeah, sure. And then I told one of the girls at the front desk of the emergency department where I was working, my husband will be coming to pick up the keys. Can you just give them to him because I don't know where I'll be?
Right.
And she said, oh, well, how will I recognise him? I said, oh, you won't have to worry about that. You'll smell him first. And she looked at me and said, what will he smell like? Diesel, garage, bad truck, all that put to one.
So when poor Bernie arrived at Casualty, did she identify him quickly?
Oh, yeah, she came back and she said, look, he's here. And I was busy, you see. And then afterwards I said, did he come? And she said, yes. Yes, you were right. We smelled him. I said, good, fine. And the other one was when he used to come home from sea.
Yes.
Of course, we used to throw away his casual clothes. We used to just throw them away. We just had to. It just was a waste of time. Mm. But you can't throw away the Navy stuff. So what I used to do is just leave them out on the back balcony for a few days, and then I'd take them down to the local laundromat. There was no way I would put those clothes through my machine.
How long have you been married to this bloke?
A few years, 36 years.
Oh, you're a Trajan. You're a Trajan. I don't know whether I'll talk to you ever again, but you're a Trajan. All right, love.
Anyway.
Thanks for the great story.
Cheerio. Turn Bye.
Up. That's Miriam. She's in Sydney. Poor Bernie. Oh, dear.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.